You're listening to SBS News.
Under immense pressure from powerful allies, Britain is changing providers. Its 5G future won't involve Chinese firm Huawei. Oliver Dowden, the British Culture Secretary, made the announcement.
The best way to secure our networks is for operators to stop using new affected Huawei equipment to build the UK's future 5G networks.
And he says all of Huawei's 5G kit must be removed from existing networks by 2027.
Let me be clear. This requirement will be set out in law by the Telecom Security Bill. By the time of the next election, we will have implemented in law an irreversible path for the complete removal of Huawei equipment from our 5G networks.
The UK's mobile carriers will be banned from buying new Huawei 5G equipment from 2021. It's estimated the move will delay Britain's 5G rollout by 2 or 3 years and increase costs by up to $3.5 billion. Huawei UK spokesman Ed Brewster says the decision will move Britain into the digital slow lane.
We think it's bad news for the people of the UK. We think it's bad news if you use a smartphone or you use the internet.
The Chinese government is alleging discrimination, with Foreign Ministry spokesman Zhao Lijiang saying,
"Is it not possible to provide a business environment for Chinese companies in Britain that is open, fair and free from discrimination? This is the touchstone of the direction of the post-Brexit British market. And it is also the forecast of how safe Chinese investment in Britain is. China is paying close attention to this."
The decision adds to growing tensions between Britain and China over the COVID-19 outbreak and the situation in Hong Kong. And it comes as Britain is desperate to strike a trade deal with the United States. In January, Boris Johnson announced plans to put a cap on Huawei's market share, stopping short of an outright ban and enraging Donald Trump. The US then placed new sanctions on Huawei, restricting its access to American technology, that prompted Britain's cybersecurity service to reevaluate its guidance to government. The change of heart has pleased the Trump administration, with the Secretary of State saying the decision advances transatlantic security in the 5G era while protecting citizens' privacy, national security and free world values. Some British MPs, like Conservative MP Bob Seeley, don't think the ban goes far enough.
"I'm hoping this is going to be a slow goodbye to Huawei, a high-risk vendor, but it could be that they double down, they try to sell as much kit in the next few months as possible, and people are still putting legally high-risk vendor kit into our 5G network in 3, 4 and 5 years' time in the hope that policy or government changes. So it's not without its risks."
Huawei UK spokesman Ed Brewster says it's clearly political.
"I think it's clear today that this is a decision based on US trade priorities and trade requirements as opposed to a decision about security. We're very disappointed by the decision from the government."
Still, Britain has sided with the United States over China and is bracing for a potential Chinese backlash. Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.